שזרם עם ישחייב אומר חוץ נזק. מה שאין כאילו מי שזר נזק, הוא הקרן ישחייב, קרן ישחייב, הוא השם ברגע הוא ישחייב, so קרן ישחייב אין נזק שולם, קרן טעם ישחייב אין נזק שולם. So the Mishnah there in Barakame formulates Rav Tarfus Kalachina in two ways. Alright, now that's the Mishnah in Barakame that Kotala don't base. Shiramazik Beshutanizek. So Rav Tav Tmein on Ezek Shalom V'chachomim Eimrim Chotzen Ezek Omo Lehem Rav Tav Umah Vimokim Shei Kila Hashem V'Areva Birshus Arab Shuhu Pota Hechmir Aleyen Birshus Arizek Lishalem Ezek Shalom Mokim Shei Hechmir Ala Kerem Birshus Arabi Lishalem Chotzen Ezek Eini Din Shenachmir Olo Birshus Arizek Lishalem Ezek Shalom Omo Lehdai Lom Nadil Yisni Ma Birshus Arabi Chotzen Ezek Birshus Arizek Omo Lehem Af Ani Lo Yodin Kerem Bikeren אני עוד עם קרן מרגע ומה כמומה במוקים שהיקלו השם ולרגע ושוס הרבי החמיר בקרן מוקים שהיקלו השם ולרגע ושוס הניזק אין דין שאנחנו בקרן אומרו לידי לא מנדיר לסכנית מה ושוס הרבי מחצי נזק ושוס הרבי מחצי נזק So we have here two versions of the Kalachina Baratav So the first version of Kalachina Kalachina consists in the Yalfuse of קרן ושוס הניזק from קרן ושוס הרבי That's the first version. So, Kerem B'Shus Arabim is the Kal item. Kerem, why is Kerem B'Shus Arabim Kal vis-a-vis Kerem B'Shus Anizek? Because B'Shus Arabim has certain kules. Shem Regu is Potter B'Shus Arabim. So, Memele, that makes Kerem B'Shus Arabim a minor premise, a Kal item, a minor premise. Kerem B'Shus Anizek is the major premise, is the Chomer item, is the Chomer item. So according to the first version of Rav Tarfus Yalfuse, so the Yalfuse consists of Keren, so there is the Yalfuse, of Keren B'Shus Anizek. Keren B'Shus Anizek is deduced from Keren B'Shus Arabi. So Keren B'Shus Arabi that is Kal, is Chayev. Keren B'Shus Arabi is Chayev because B'Shus Arabi has Kules. Shem Regu is what? So Keren B'Shus Arabi, which is a minor planet, which is a Kal item, is chayev, so Keren B'Shus Anizek, which is a major plan, it's a homer item, certainly chayev, so that's why it's chayev in Ezek Sholem. So the Melame is Keren B'Shus Arabim, the Kal item, and the Lame, the thing that is deduced, the Seifadim. So the thing that is deduced, the Lame, the homer item, is Keren B'Shus Anizek. So what's the Talmud say? If Keren, Stalachina, if the minor item, the minor premise, the minor item, Keren B'Shus Arabim, the Kal item, is Chayev, so the major premise, the Chomer item, Keren B'Shus Anizek, is certainly Chayev in Ezek Sholem. So the Rabbonim say very well to Rav Tarfus, what kind of a Kalachina do you have that is Chayev in Ezek Sholem? Fine, true, Keren B'Shus Anizek is more Chomer than Keren B'Shus Arabim. So if Keren B'Shus Arabim is Chayev, Allah has come of the Chamo, that Keren B'Shus Anizek is Chayev, but Dayu and Adil is Kenitin, let the Lomei be on the same level as the Melamei. The minor item, the minor item, of course, the minor item cannot be on a higher level than the major item, but let, the minor item is Chayev Chotinezek. So Keren B'Shus Anizek, which is more homo, is certainly Chayev Chotzen Ezek. But how do you know that it's Chayev twice as much? Dailov Nadil, is it? So maybe you cannot deduce that Kalachim. Now, so Teisa says there in Balkame, so why did Rav Tarfon at the very outset deduce this Kalachim of Keren B'Shus Anizek from Keren B'Shus Arabi? Because Rav Tarfon holds, too, there is such a concept as Dailov Nadil, is it? That we learn out from the posik in connection with Miriam of your. But when do we apply the concept of Daye if as a result of the application of Daye the Kalachema does not collapse? But if as a result of the application of Daye the Kalachema collapses completely, then we don't say Daya. So, where is the Mokya for Daya? The Mokya for Daya is the Posi Kimbalesa. So in other words, when Miriam criticized Moshe Rabbeinu, so she was punished, and she became afflicted in Tzaras. So the Torah says, Vayimer Hashem al Moshe, V'yovio Yorik Yorik B'fonel, Halitikoim Shivas Yom. So, what does the Torah mean? If the father would be Yorik B'fonel, so then she would be Shivas Yomim, she would be Shivas Yomim, certainly when the Shechina is Yorik B'fonel, when the Shechina chastises a person. The Shechina chastised Miriam. So, eternally. So, what does it mean? So, Abor Asayim. No, but not Abor Asayim. Only Shivor Asayim. Why don't we say Abor Asayim? After all, when someone is chastised by the Shechina, so it's much more than chastised by a father. So the answer is Dayim. So Dayim. So here is the Mokke. Here is the Mokke for Dayim. Now, you see, all this, you see, I mean, at first blush, one might wonder, why does the Gemara have to mention the Pasuk for the concept of Daya? Isn't Daya the most obvious thing that there is in the world? I mean, couldn't anything be more of common sense than the concept of Daya? I mean, you're trying to deduce if Alachimer, a major premise from a minor premise. If the minor premise varies so much, so the major premise certainly more, so then you say Daya? I mean, it's a matter of logic. Why do you need the answer is, if the Kalvachema when the Torah mentions, when the Gemara mentions here Kalvachema Rav Tarfon, if it had been the Kalvachema of logic, I mentioned many times that there are two kinds of Kalvachema. There is a Kalvachema of logic, so everyone is entitled, as long as he applied logic. So everyone can resort to a Kalvachema of logic. That's one of the techniques of understanding the Torah. By applying logic, reasoning, deductive reasoning, inductive reasoning, I mean, but then we don't have to resort to a special aloche of that the Torah is mitreshe the kalachina. But the kalachina of that the Torah is mitreshe is not the kalachina of logic. That's a kalachina that is not based upon logic. It's the same as Zereshove, as Hekesh, as Estalo Patachol. That's one of the Mirish Atir Nidreshes then. So seeing the kalachina of the Gimel Midrash Atel and Reshet Ben is not based upon logic, so mainly we couldn't apply Dai also of logic, but we have to have more care in the Torah that there is such a concept as Dai. So that's the Mokya for Dai. So the mainly the Rabbonon say, Rav Tarfon, how can you deduce it our Hemer of Keren Vishus Hanizek that is deduced from Keren Vishus Arabin, but the Melamed is Keren Vishus Arabin, there is Chayef Chotenezek. So the Lomid should be higher only Chotenezek. How do you know more Chotenezek? So, and there is a Mokya on the Torah for the concept of Daya. So the Gemara says that the reason is why Rav Tarfon did deduce the Kalachimea, because true, there is a Mokya. There is a Mokya for Daya in the Torah, V'yoyoy, but there, as a result of the application of Daya, the Kalachimea doesn't collapse. We still have to resolve Kalachimea. Because without the Kalachimea, I would say, even though when a father chastises a daughter, so then it's Kisogya Shivas Yomi, but when the Shechina chastises not, I mean. So because of that Kalachimea, so we know that just as there is a Zgira for Shivas Yomi, when a father chastises, so when the Shechina chastises, certain. So the Kalachimea is not futile. Serves a purpose. Mashiach, in this case, if we are going to say Daye, so the whole Kalachina is futile. It doesn't serve any purpose. Because what would be the purpose of the Kalachina? That Karen, Birshus Anizek is Chayef Chotenezek? The Torah says that Karen is Chayef Chotenezek. And that means Tam. It's Chayef in every Rishus, Rishus Arabim and Rishus Anizek. So then the whole Kalachina is collapses. So whereas a result of the application of Dai, the whole Kalachimah collapses, so Tarfon says we don't apply Dai. And the Rabbanon hold that we apply Dai even in the case where the whole Kalachimah collapses as a result of the application of Dai. Alright, so that's the first version. Then when the Rabbanon said Dai, Omalohem, Afani lo yo'odei, keren mi keren, אני עודין קרם מרגע ומה במוקד שהייתי לו השם ועל הרגל ברשוס הרבי החמיר בקרן מוקד שהחמיר על השם ועל הרגל ברשוס אני זה כנדין שנחמר בקרן. So Thesis explains that when I thought from Sefer Rabbonon after the first time of Dayei by Rabbonon אף אני לא יודע, so he said it לדברי מקומה, ללדידי לסלי דייך מפה קלחינה. So ממילא, it's all well with the קלחדי אלפוסי of קרם בשוס הניזק from קרם בשוס רבי. But לדידכו, you say דייך. So I have another version. I can formulate קלחינה in another way. Not קרם בשוס הניזק from קרם בשוס רבי, but קרם from שמרת. קרם שמרת. So what's a קלחינה? Now Shem V'Regel is the minor planets, is the cow. Why Shem V'Regel the cow? Because it's part of Mishis Rav. Vis-a-vis Keren, that is Chai Mishis Rav. So Shem V'Regel is the minor planets, the cow. And Keren is the homo. So he is the minor planets, the cow item. So has that chumre, that it's Chai. Shem V'Regel has that the cow item, has the chumre of being Chai in Ezek Sholem, Rishus Anizek, Lachas Kamo V'Chamo, that the chumre item, Keren certainly has this chumre of being chayim in Ezek Sholem. So now we cannot say Dayei Lovim Nadili Eskenidin in the same way as the Rabbonon said to Rav Tarfon before, let the Lomeit be on the same level as the Malameit. Because if the Alfuse was Keren Beshus Anizek from Keren Beshus Rabin, so then we say, let the Lomeit, Keren Beshus Anizek, be on the same level as Keren Beshus Rabin. Just as Keren Beshus Rabin, the Malameit is only Chayim Chotinezek, so the Lomeit, Keren Beshus Anizek, is Chayim only Chotinezek. But now that the Alfuse is not Keren Beshus Anizek from Keren Beshus Rabin, but Keren from Shem V'Regel. Shem V'Regel is the minor high planet, and Keren is the major planet. And we say, the Kal item, Shem V'Regel, Shem V'Regel has the Chumre of being higher than the Sholem in the Beshus Anizek, Al Chastamo V'Chamo, that the Chumre item, Keren, has that Chumre of being higher. In Ezek Sholem or Rosh Hanizek, so we cannot say, let the Lomit be like the Malamit. Fine, if the Lomit is like the Malamit, so then the Lomit should be higher than Ezek Sholem. But still, Rabbonon still say, Dayei Lovim in Adin Lieskinit. Omrolei, Dayei Lovim in Adin Lieskinit. Ma Bershus Arabim Chotzinezek, Av Bershus Hanizek Chotzinezek. So what's the Pshati? So again, so what kind of Idai is it? So this is a different kind of Idai. So Teisves, in Kedushin Daf Yud, and in Muki Yosef, in Bovakame, and that Sugye, and the Rosh, in Kedushin Daf Hei, so they all say, and perhaps I think Teisves in Kedushin Daf Hei also, not only in Daf Yud, so they all say that this Daye is the Daye B'Seifadin. In other words, there are two kinds of Daye. There is a Daye B'Tchilasadin, and there is a Daye B'Seifadin. So the first Daye, when the Yalfusi consisted of Kerem Bershus Anizek, being deduced from Keren Beshus Rabim, so then the Dayei was let the Lomeit be like the Malamit. Now in the second verse, where the Alfusi consists of Keren from Shem V'Regel, so we cannot say Dayei let the Lomeit be like the Malamit. Because if the Lomeit will be like the Malamit, then the Kalachemah is fine. So it's the Kemeni. No, but we say Dayei in a different sense. Now you say, what is the Lomeit? The Lomeit is Keren. And what is the Malamit? Shem V'Regel. Shem V'Regel is the Kalachem. Keren, the Lomei, is the Chomer item. So you say, if the Kal item has the Chumre of being Chayim Nezek Sholem, so the Chomer item certainly, why do you call Keren Chomer item? Why? Why is it Chomer? So the Chumre manifested by Keren vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel consists in the fact that where Shem V'Regel is poter, Rishus Rabin, Keren is Chayim. But how much is Keren Chayim? Chotinezek. So the whole Chumre of Keren vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel consists in health damages. That's the Chumre. So Mimele, if you want to learn out the Lomei, Keren from Shem V'Regel, the Melamei, so why? Because Keren is Chomu vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel. But Keren is Chomo vis-a-vis the Lomeit. Keren is Chomo vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel, but in the sense that he is high health damages. So Mimele, when you want to learn out the Lomeit Keren from Shem V'Regel on the basis of that Chumre aspect that Keren has vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel in being high health damages, so let the Kalachina also be limited by the limit of this chumre. What is the limit of this chumre? It's not an unlimited chumre. It's a restricted chumre. The chumre, true Keren, has a chumre vis-a-vis Shemrenu. What is it? How does that chumre of Keren vis-a-vis Shemrenu manifest itself? In what? In half damages. So there is a limitation on that chumre. So Mimele, so the second daye means, whereas the first daye means, let the lamid be at the same level as the lamid, the second daye means, let the lamid be limited by its own limitation of chumre. The lamid, the basis for the kal v'chomer consists in the fact that the lamid has a chumre vis-a-vis the lamid. What's the chumre of the lamid of Keren vis-a-vis the lamid? Shemrego? Because Shemrego is potter, not even have damages. Keren is chayev have damages. So that's the basis, that's the extent and the limit of the chumre attribute of Keren vis-a-vis Shemrego. So Memele, since you want to learn to deduce Keren, the chomer item, from the kal item Shemrego, and why is Keren a chomer item? Because it has a certain limited chumre. What a limited chumre have damages. So let the Alfuse also be limited by the same limits of that chumre aspect. What are the limits of the chumre aspect of the Lomei? Oh, we have damages. It's not 100% more chumre than Shemeregel. It's 50% more chumre than Shemeregel. Because Shemeregel is not chayev anything, and Keren is chayev chotinetic. So it's not a 100% more chumre. It's a 50% more chumre. That's the limit. So Mimele, the din that you learn out has to be limited by the same limit, by the same restriction. That's called, that Rishayim called, Daya Lovim Nadin, Lies Kenidin B'Seifadin. So the first Daya is B'Tchilas Adin. So Daya B'Tchilas Adin means, Daya B'Tchilas Adin means that the Lomeid should be at the same level as the Mlami. And Daya B'Seifadin means that the Lomeid itself should be limited by its own limitation. By its own restriction. Alright. So Teisa says that actually Rav Tarfon holds that we don't apply the concept of Daye in any case where as a result of the application of Daye the Kal v'chomer is futile. So Rav Tarfon holds that where as a result of the application of Daye the Kal v'chomer collapses, so then we cannot even say Daye b'tchilas. And the Rabbanon hold that we can say Daye even though as a result of the Daye the whole Kal v'chomer collapses, even the Daye of Seifa. So in other words, there is a machlokes between Rav Tarfon and Rabbanon and Ikar to do two Dayes. So Rav Tarfon holds that being the Daye of Tchilas Adin, being the Daye of Seifa Adin, cannot be applied to it as a result of the application of Daye. So the Kal v'chomer collapses, and the Rabbanon holds that being Daye of Tchilas Adin, and even Daye of Seifa Adin, cannot be applied if as a result, even though as a result of the application, the Daye can be applied. Being the Daye of Tchilas Adin and being the Daye of Seif Adin can be applied in spite of the fact that as a result of the application of Daye, the whole Kal v'chomer collapses. This is how Tesis in Balakame explains it. And I think all the Rishayim explained it in Balakame. Alright, now let's see here what Tesis says. So what does Gemara say? Uma Aveido. Aveido is the chomer item. Why is Aveido chomer item? Vis-a-vis Shabbos. Because Aveide is Deicha Shabbos. Aveide, so is Deicha Shabbos. So Aveide is the chomer item. So if Aveide, that is the chomer item. So Mrs. Best is Deicha. So Mrs. Best is Deicha the chomer item. So Shabbos, that is the Kal item, certainly should be mitzvah by Mrs. Best. So it's the Alfuse of the Kal from the Chomer. There the Alfuse was for the Rav Tarfon, the Chomer from the Kal. And here the Alfuse is the Kal from the Chomer. So the Chomer is Aveide, so the Chomer item Aveide is mitzvah by Mrs. Best. So the Kal item Shabbos is certainly mitzvah by Mrs. Best. So Hikshar Rav Yankel Lohain, it's Shnei Medai. Let let us apply Dayan b'tchilas hadin, because what is the melamed? The melamed is the chomer item, aveid. And what is the lomed? The kal item, Shabbos. So if the chomer item is nitches by Mrs. Bezdin, so the kal item certain. So we should say let the lomed, the kal item, Shabbos, be on the same level as the chomer item. The chomer item is nitches by Mrs. Bezdin, but only in a passive way. But not become assay. What does it mean? What does it mean that Mrs. Bezdin is the Aveide? In other words, so the Kohen has to desist from doing the Aveide, interrupt the Aveide, in order that the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezdin should be fulfilled. So it's in a passive way, only the Sheval Taisa. So the Chomer item is not raised by Mrs. Bezdin in a passive way, the Sheval Taisa. So Mimele, the Kal item, the Lomei, should be on the same level, in a passive way. But how do you know that even in an active way, so the Kal item should be nitches? In other words, we should say, Daye b'tchilas adin. V'yeish leima adasi kraftav. V'yom ahichen nifrach kal v'cheime al yamun daye. V'amun daye. So in other words, because even though when the Rabbonon said to Raptarofen, Daye b'tchilas adin, so Raptarofen applied, formulated the Kalvachemer in another form, but so is Teisves Lishitose. So Teisves here agrees with what Teisves says there on Volokame, that it's not that Rav Tarfon agreed with Rabbonon, that we can say Daye B'tchilas Adin, even though as a result of the Daye, the whole Kalvachemer collapses. So, but Rav Tarfon deduced it in another form, did it true. He said, Lady D, so it doesn't bother me, the Daye. Because we don't say Daye if it's a result of the Daye, Kalvachemer collapses. But with the true, you do say Daye. So I have another version. So that's why Teisa says, V'yishleim ha'atzi k'ravtaofen, Tom ha'chid nifra kalvachemer l'amun medayim. V'yihod omar le'vish lokish, V'rab yeichen en bifechok, B'firik yachodin emomenes, U'tehei kvuras mes mitzvo, Deich ha'shabes mekalvachemer, Lo'y mishum dikosova k'ravtaofen, Lo'y mishum sova k'ravtaofen, Elo de lo'y mosik ha'dayte, L'chalei b'nkum ba'asei, L'shev al ta'ise, K'yichen mosik ha'dayte ha'shab b'firik m'shemes. V'rab yeichen en v'mahadalei da'ye, Yishim mahadalei sha'pe t'vei, L'tzirat t'chiyah. Ta'avtaf nekalche. Weid mir alle ima, die hoche da nien hoche, uma aveido de kiel. Dach je Shabbos, ritzicho ukvoras mes mitzwe dich mir alle kolschen. Uba mei mich mugin, da aveido nitches mit neye. So now Teisa gives another tenet. The first tenet was that the reason is to why. Why? We cannot say daye because this sugi accords with Raptav. In a chanamik on Raptav on Raptav. So there is no kalachim altogether. The second tenet is not that it can accord with Rabbanon too. Not after with Rabbanon. That we say Daye even though as a result of the deprecation of Daye, the whole Kalvachemer falls down. So how can the Gemara say, Yomav Avedo Shilich Muro, Videicha Shabbos, Ritzicha Deicha Iso, Shenema Minis Bechit Kechen Olamus, Shabbos Shenifras Mavedo, Nishit Ritzicha Deicha Iso. So the Kalvachemer is to be formulated in another way. And it's not a matter of semantics. Because all these things, you see, if Kalvachemer had been based upon logic, pure logic, so if there hadn't been a special aloche that of one of the Midrash Atir Nidrashes then, Kalvachemer, then you would say it's semantics. What difference does it make? How you formulate it, this way, that way? But Kalvachemer is not logic. Kalvachemer is one of the Midrash Atir Nidrashes then, like Zereshoven, like Kalopatachwal, like Hekesh, and so on and so forth. So Mimele, so they are calling. So Mimele, it makes all the difference in the world. How you formulate the Kalvachemer, you see. So here Teisa says, Veid Niralema, Lehochet Ainien Hoch, Uma Veido de Kir. Dach Yeshabes, Vetziche Ukvras Mitzvah Dechmir Eloi Kolshkun. Eloi Kolshkun. So in other words, so Aveide is the Kalai. Aveide is the Kalai. Aveide is the Kalaiten, and Mrs. Bezdin is the Chomeraiten. And why is Aveide Karl vis-à-vis, weiß is a rede Karl vis-à-vis Mrs. Besson. Vis-à-vis Mrs. Besson. So the answer is, because a rede is not res by Mrs. Besson. A rede is not res by Mrs. Besson. So that makes a rede the Karl item and Mrs. Besson the home item. So then the Karl item is as follows. Uma a rede the kill if the Karl item. If the Karl item has the capacity to be the Shabbos, the minor price, the Karl item, Aveda, has the capacity, has the potential of being the Shabbos. So Mrs. Besson, the Chomer item, certainly has the potential of being the Shabbos. So we learn out Mrs. Besson, according to this version, so we learn out Mrs. Besson, the Chomer item, from the Karl item. According to the previous version, so it was the Alfuse of ma vidu shiyichmu videche shabes ritzicha deiche iso shabes shenitren tli aveide ein edin shetei ritzicha deiche iso. So according to the previous version, so it was a kal, it is the alfuse of the kal from the homo. According to this version, the alfuse is a alfuse of the homo from the kal. Uma vidu dikilo dachye shabes. So ritzicha dechmire. So we learn out the Chomer item, Ritziche, Mrs. Besson from the Kal. So in other words, so according to the previous version, it was the Alfuse of the Kal from the Chomer. According to this version, so it is the Alfuse of the Chomer from the Kal. So we say, Aveda is the Kal item. So that's the Melamed. So the Kal item is the Melamed. The Kal item has the potential of being the Chashabes. The Chomer item, the Lomei, certainly has that potential. So it's a Yalfuse of the Chomo from the Kal. From the Chomo from the Kal. So maybe we cannot say Daye. But why can't we say Daye, we say Fadina? You see, of course now, if the Kal Chomer is formulated this way, it's a Yalfuse of the Chomo item, it's as best from the Kal item, Aveide. So we cannot say Daye, Lobin Nadin, Bitrilas Adin, let the Lomid. Let the Lomid be like the Lamed. What is the Lomid? The Lomid is the Chomer item, Mrs. Besson. Because if we say, let the Chomer item, Mrs. Besson, be on the same level as the Kal item, Aveide, then it's Lecha Shabbos. Then it's Lecha Shabbos. But here we should apply the Daye B'Sei Fadim. B'Sei Fadim. Just as over there, what does Daye B'Sei Fadim mean? That the Daye, let the Lomid, let the Chomer item. The Rabbonim say that as to the second version. So the Rabbonim say to Rav Tarfon Daye, let the Lomid, that means Keren, Le Keren, be modified by its own limitation of Chumre. By its own limitation on its Chumre. That is, have damages. So here too. Now, what is the Kal Chomer? So in other words, we learn how the Chomer item, Mrs. Besson, from the Kal item, from Aveide. If Aveide, the Kal, has the potential of being the Shabbos. Aveide, the Kal, has the potential of being, that's the Melamed. The Melamed has the potential of being the Shabbos in an active way. There it's in an active way, the Melamed. So the Lomid certainly should have the potential, the Lomid, the Chomer item, Mrs. Besson, certainly should have the potential of being the Shabbos, even as Aveide does. But then we say, Daye of Nadili is going to let the Lomid, the Chomer item, Mrs. Besson, be modified, restricted by its own limitation. Why do you say that the Lomid, the Chomer item, Mrs. Besson, why do you call Mrs. Besson the Chomer item? Why do you call Mrs. Besson the Chomer item? So the Chumre of Mrs. Besson vis-a-vis Aveide manifests itself. The Aveide Nitras in Tneir. So, but this Chumre has a limit. It's not an unlimited Chumre. Because the Aveide Nitras in Tneir b'shev al Taise. So, Memele, when you want to learn out the Chomer item of Mrs. Besson from the Kal item, if the Kal item, Aveide is the Chashabes. Is the Chashabes, the Melamed is the Chashabes. So the Lomid der Chomer Eiken, schon bei dir Schabes, und ich sage, da ich mir Adin, lies genieten, bis ich Adin. Da ich, bis ich Adin, lebe Lomit, der Chomer Eiken, mis as besten, be modified, restricted, by its own limitation, by the limitation of its own Chumre. What's the Chumre aspect of mis as besten vis-a-vis Aveide? Because mis as besten is Deich Aveide. But it's Deich Mishal Taise. So that's the limit. So let this Yalfuser, the lawmate of Mrs. Besden, choose Deich Shabbos, but it has to be limited by its own limitation. It has to be modified by its own limitation. So what does Teisves say then? So if that is not enough, so then Teisves makes it more complicated by the Kashi. So Umash Ubifir Kitzad Arayim, the Omar Rabbonim Rabtav, Tayei V'Ledayino, Umash Em Regel Bikir, Chayom. Bishus Anezek, Nezek Shoren, Keren Mikolch, why don't, so when Rabbonon say Daye, to Rattav, so why don't Rabbonon formulate the Kalvachera this way, so then they won't be able to say Daye? So Tesis says, Shmeen, Eret Kalvachera Hoche, Ike Lemi Frachtuve, Ike Bishem Rebu, Vileke Bikyan Kechen Olezek. So the Mashor, I mean, this is inexplicable, I mean, it's very difficult. Tesis says, When Rabbonon say to Rav Tarfon at the very outset, Dayo of Madin Yeskinim, let the Lame be on the same level as the Lame, so why doesn't Rav Tarfon reformulate the Kalachena that way? So then he won't be able to say, Dayo of Madin Yeskinim, let the Lame feel like the Lame. But the question is, so Teisa says, why doesn't Rav Tarfon reformulate the Kalachena that way? So he says, because that Kalachena has occurred. All right. But the question is, the Rabbonon and the Rav Tarfon does reformulate that way. And then the Rabbonon say, Daye again, even in regard to this version. Another Daye, not Daye B'Tchila Sadin, but Daye B'Tchila Sadin. So what does Teisves want? I mean, it's inconceivable. The Teisves, you see the Teisves in the Gemara. The Gemara will overcome it very well. I mean, even if you are going to be skeptical, and say maybe Teisves forgot. Maybe Teisves forgot for a moment, one Gemara, Shach, one Gemara, whatever. But you see the Teisves operates with his Gemara, so he hates his Gemara, and it's mine. So how does this say that? So there's the catch of the Mashal. So here, the Hossam Maskis, in Kepoya Raptav, in the middle of Hashem Rego, Tafi Loche, Hishivu Ledayi, So it's all together. But not only the last part of Teisves is difficult. The whole Teretz, the second Teretz is difficult. Because the first Teretz was that this Sugi accords with Rav. So then he gives the second Teretz. Why doesn't he like the first Teretz? Because there is a slight Eichak in saying that this Sugi accords with Rav. After all, we pass like the Rabbanon. Say Nachname, they are the Shein, we pass like Rav. Because of this Gemara, another Gemara, I mean, because Ravuna said, who said that Chupi is Kane, Mikawachemia, so there are a few Rishen who pass from like Rav Tav, contrary to the general rule that Yochid Rav Malachi Rav. But most Rishen say that Loch is like Ravuna. So that's the reason as to why Teisves, in the second Loshin, was not satisfied with the first Teretz. So in other words, that according to the second Teretz, it can accord even with Ravuna. So, but how? What does the second Teretz say? That the Kawachemia is to be reformulated in different words. So then you wouldn't apply the Daye B'Tchilas Adin, but you still will be able to apply the Daye B'Seim Adin. You'll still be able to apply the Daye B'Seim Adin. And the Rabbonon apply Daye B'Seim Adin too, even though as a result of the Daye the whole Kalvachina collapsed. Now it's very strange. So apparently we have to say the Teisves here, not Teisves in Gdushin, it's much like Teisves in Gdushin. The Teisves in Gdushin agrees in the Esek and the Rosh. But Teisves here apparently has another sheep. Now, let's go again to that Gemara of Daye. So first, Rav Tarfon deduced Kerem Beshus Anidek from Kerem Beshus Rav. So then the Rabbonon said Daye. Then he reformulated Kalvachena. Not Keren, which is a music from Keren, which is a rabbi, but Keren from Shem Rebbe. So then we cannot say diet. Rabbanon couldn't say diet because of this. But they still said diet. They still said diet. They still said diet. Bisefari. They still said diet bisefari. They still said diet bisefari. That's how the Rosh and the Yosef and Tesvah's intuition explain. Omolei diet love nadin is knivi. Ma bishus arabim chotenezek. Abdo shus anezek. Chotenezek. So Rashi explains. What again, Daye? Daye was listening. The same say, I, Lach Kerem Beshes Arabim, when Mishtekach Asat Kalachim, but then it's from Machin Chomo. Chomo is the better girl, say. When Mishtekach Asat Chomo. In other words, that's Daye we say that. So it's much more from Moshe Rashi, that what the Rabbonin said, again, Daye was not dealing with Kenibi. Ma Beshes Arabim Chotzenezek, Ma Beshes Anizek Chotzenezek. So they meant Daye we say that. Apparently this is here, holds enough. Daye, Bitchilis Adin, that we can say. Die. Because after all, it's not a question of logic here. If it had been, if Daya had been a matter of logic, so then the Gemara wouldn't have to resort to a special Yosakosu of a Vio Yorion. But now, why do you have to resort to Psukim? It's a Svara Pshuta. I mean, it's a classic example. I mean, Daya is a classic example of common sense. Daya, I mean. When is it a classic example of common sense? If the Kalvachemer itself is common sense, it's based upon common sense. But the Kalvachemer's of the Yudkim Umidias are not based upon common sense, it's not based upon logic. There is a Kalachemia of logic also, but that, so every one of us can deduce such a Kalachemia of logic, if it conforms to all the rules of logic. But the Kalachemia of the Alphuses is not based upon logic. So the Melody is not based upon logic either. So we have to resort to a special Xerasakosu. And where do we have that Xerasakosu from Daye? The Posik with Abilirio. Well, Vio Yorik Yorik the Vanel. Now, so over there, what kind of a diet is it? It's not a diet, say, I mean. It's a diet, because I mean. Because, of Vio, Yorik, Yorik, Bifonel, how it's calling Shivas Yomim, Kalvachim, Ali, Shechim, Ali, Abos, Ali. So, what is the Melamed? The Vio, Yorik. So, Vio is the Melamed. And what is the Lamed? Shechim. So, we say, even in connection with the Melamed, in the case of a Vio, Yorik. So, Shivas Yomim, Kamo v'chamo, in connection with the Lomei, the Shechino, when the Shechino is Yorik v'Poneo, so, alachas kamo v'chamo, Yudaladye. So then we say, no, but it's not Yudaladye. We say, let the Lomei, the Shechino Yorik v'Poneo, be on the same level as a Vio Yorik v'Poneo. When a Vio Yorik v'Poneo is Shivas Yomim. So when the Shechino is Yorik v'Poneo, also Shivas Yomim. So what kind of diet is it here? The Xerasakosu, the Mokir, for this halach, this concept of diet, which is not logic. That's Daye B'Tchilas Adin. So we have no posik for Daye B'Sif Adin. Meyecha Teisef. And the basis of logic. The whole Kalachemer is not based upon logic. So Memele, we only have a Gzeras HaKosu for Daye B'Tchilas Adin. We have no Gzeras HaKosu for Daye B'Sif Adin. For Daye B'Sif Adin. So what will Teisef's intuition and the Mugiesef will come and the Rosh intuition say? They'll say once we have a Gzeras HaKosu that has reference to Daye B'Tchilas Adin, so Memele the same Gzeras HaKosu is expressive also of Daye B'Sif Adin. But this, apparently, this is here, you want this also not. We have Xer Sakosu, that there is such a principle as Daye B'Tchilas Adin. We have no Xer Sakosu for Daye B'Sif Adin. So Mimele, when the Rabbonon said to the first Kalachim, Daye B'Tchilas Adin, so Rav Tarfon himself didn't consider it as a refutation. Because Rav Tarfon holds that we can't apply Daye, even Daye B'Tchilas Adin. We cannot apply, if as a result of the vocation of Daye, Kalachim collapses. But, he says, Lidivreichem. You hold that Daye can be applied even though as a result of the vocation of Daye, Kalachim collapses. So I reformulate the Kalachim in a different way. And then you don't have a Daye. When they said, so in other words, you can ask, but this is how Tesis explains the Mishneh. Omulei Daye, in other words, as far as the new version of the Kalachim is concerned, it has a Pirche. You cannot say, Masha Rebbe Bikile Hayobim, Bishus Anizek, Nezek Sholem, Iskerle Kolshvi, because so Shem Regel, you cannot call Shem Regel Kal. Why? You want to call Shem Regel Kal? Because it has one Kule. But, on the other hand, it has counterbalancing Chumres. It is Hanoel Azeikam. So on the whole, it's not Kal. So in many ways, you cannot reformulate the Kavachena this way. So you have to formulate it in the original way, in the first version. As to the first version, so he's dying. This is what the Chachamim meant, according to Teisa. Omulei, dying of Madrius Knidin, because this Kal, you cannot reformulate the Kavachena this way. Because Shem Varekol on the whole is not Kal, vis-a-vis Karen. Why should it be Kal vis-a-vis Karen? Because it has one Kule for the Mishnah Sarabi. So it has many Chomres. It has many Chomres now. Rishemi is the Kashi, the Rishemi Mishnah Chomres is more Kamek. So they also, as that Kashi, and those Rishemi apparently explain the Mishnah, Omer and Dairo Madhul is going to be the same way as the Rosh, and Mugiyazir explain it. In other words, they said that the Rabbonon say he are not dying, dying the same body. So in the Mele, they ask, how can there be such a Kalachim? How can a Tal did you see Kalachim? Uma Hashem Rego Mithil, Chayot, Hashem Rego that his Kal is Chayot, that is not Kishol. So Karen is Homo certainly, but why Hashem Rego Kal? Why Hashem Rego Kal? So, Ike Hashem Rego let it be Karen, Ike Shagol Ele Teika. So Hashem, Ike Shagol Ele Teika, Ike Shagol Ele Every Kalachema is that way. So every Kalachema is based upon that, and upon that fact that there is one aspect of Chumre. So because of that one aspect of Chumre, we treat it as a Kal item. One aspect of Chumre, we treat it as a Chumre item. Because of one aspect of Chumre, we treat it as a Kal item. So in the main way, we cannot ask, because if you are going to ask that there are other aspects of Chumre that the so-called Kalachin head, so then you can undermine the whole principle of Kalachena. Because many Kalachenas is like it. Many Kalachenas is like it. So this is how they answer the Kache. Think themselves as the Kache and the Mishnah. How does Chatzal reformulate Kalachena? Machel Rego the Kal. So Nevik Sholem is Chayim Shem Nevik Sholem. So Karen the Homo the Coach in the Chayim Shem Sholem. But why don't the Rabbonon say to Chatzal, Mal Hashem Ike Hashem Regal, the Rekha Bekeren, Ishan Oel Hekom. So the Teretz, no! It doesn't matter that there is a certain Chumre that Hashem Regal has, that Karen does not have. But as long as there is one Chumre that Hashem Regal has, that is not present, not possessed, that Chumre is not possessed by Karen, so maybe we can treat it for the purpose of the Alfus of Kalachim Ere Likalat. So how is it currently tasteless? Here does not agree with it, but this is the double portion that many Kalachena, most Kalachena of Nishah, are that way. So the minor, the so-called minor item, Kal item, so because of one aspect of Kule, so it's treated as a Kal item, even though there is another aspect of Chumre. So why the states are saying here, the Ikel Mif Chutu Ben Ikel Shem Rego, the Lekir Bikeren, Ki Bimui Shanoel Ele Zeitom, Bimui Shanoel Ele Zeitom, so apparently takes this whole year, that since we see that generally speaking, so Shem Rego is more humble than Shem. Shem Rego is more humble than Shem. And it's not sure Shem Rego should be more humble than Shem. Why? Because after all, Shem Rego is Uche at the very outset, and Karen at the very outset is Mishune. And some shvorim we practice like Rabbi Nebri Rav Yeshua, that some shvorim b'chet kashim l'kayne. So the average act is considered, is presumed to be safe, not ferocious, not dangerous. So in other words, it's a special chidish that is always in Chayev Karen. So what is more homo generally speaking? Shem Rego! It's Yishan Oel Ezeikon, and because of Yishan Oel Ezeikon. So it's Uchen, it's the natural thing for the Heime, when it finds a crop of twit. So what is more homo generally speaking? Shem Rego! It's Yishan Oel Ezeikon, and because of Yishan Oel Ezeikon. So it's Uchen, it's a very natural thing for the Heime, when it finds a crop of Tuer, to eat out the crop of Tuer. So generally, in a general way, Shem Rego is more. How do we know that Shem Rego is more homo in a general way? Because it's Yishan Oel Ezeikon. And because of the Yishan Oel Ezeikon, so it's most natural for the behemoth to eat whatever it finds. Some male, but we find one aspect of good in Shemeret, that in Shemeret is part of the Shemeret. But the Rif says that the reason, I mean, it's not only a mikro, according to the Rif, so that there's a possible but according to the Rif, this Zeratakotuf is expressive of the certain word. There are certain Zeratakotuf that are not Zeratakotuf by Koradum. It's not to become seen by Flore. There are certain Zeratakotuf that are expressive of Flore. So according to the Rif of Kame, the reason is why Shem Regu is part of the Shesarabim. The Torah says so, but what's the pshat in the Zeratakotuf? Because it's the derech of the behemoth to walk in the Shesarabim. A person wouldn't be able to function if he couldn't allow the behemoth to go out in the Shesarabim. He must take out the behemoth in the Shesarabim. He couldn't function, he couldn't take care of his behemoth. So in Mele, the Torah pattern, if the behemoth, in the course of his going into the Shesarabim, where it's uche of the behemoth to go there, and the Bailim has reshus to take the behemoth into the Shesarabim, so in Mele, the Torah pattern. So in Mele, this is what Eifert means. So you can be fast today. The Ike Bishem Rego like the carrot in Yishanuel and Eko. So other Shem says it's better. So what? But many come here now. So because of the fact that there is one aspect of Kume in a certain item, so it's considered as a Kala item. The answer is here is different Tesasol. Because here, see Bishem Rego is Yishanuel and Eko. And because of that, it's Uche. It's Uche Lahalich Meshut Rabin and Zarif Zedin Murakame. So, and that's why at the very outset it's highly exhausted. But Karen is not, he's no Anoel as Eker, so it's Mishune, and it's strange. So, and the whole Chiyuv, even the Chotin as Eker, at the very outset is a Chidesh. It's a Chidesh according to Rabbi Nebrit, Rabbi Yeshua. So in the name of that means that the fact that Shem Regel has that one Kume aspect of being part of Mishnah Rabbin is not reflected in any way that it's a Kawaii. The Shem Regel is a Kalai. The fact that Shem Regel is part of Shem Regel. Because we see that on the whole Shem Regel is Mochom. It's Yeshanu El Adek. So why does the Torah pater Shem Regel Shem Regel? I mean, as the Rib says. Because it's dark all out of Shem Regel. That's why the Bible has the Rishus to let the Behemoth go with the Shem Regel. So that's why. So in other words, this Kume is not essentially Kume. Because there is a special reason as to why the Torah patterns the Bailim from paying for any damage that the behemoth did with Shem Regel in the course of its going, walking in the Mishnah Rabbah. So there is a special reason. There is a Svore, contrary. But, so, true. Many Kalachemel are based upon the fact that one item has one cool aspect. So because of that one cool aspect, so in Mele it's treated as a Kal item. So over there, that one cool aspect, even though it might have a Chumre aspect, but so in a certain sense, it is Kal. Mashenken here, there is a Svor as to why Shem Rai, according to the Rim, as to why Shem Rai was part of the Shem Rabbi. Because the Bailim has reshoot to let the behavior of the Shem Rabbi. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to function if he wouldn't be allowed to let the behemoth walk in the Rishis Rabbim. So in Mele, this single Kule of being part of the Rishis Rabbim has a reason. It's not reflective of a general aspect of Kule. Every other case where there is a certain aspect of Kule, even though it has an aspect of Kule, but the aspect of Kule is, to a certain extent, it constitutes a general Kule in a certain sense. Mashaykin here, this kule of being part of Mishnah Rabbim has a reason. So in other words, it's not considered to any extent a kalaita. This is what Teisves says. So in Mele, and this is how Teisves explained the mission. Omulei, the second time when they said Omulei, so they said as follows. As far as the reformulated Talmachemera, so you cannot make Talmachemera. Because Shem Regel is not Kal. Why Shem Regel not Kal? Because Shem Regel and the whole is Homo. It is Shanoel Ezeik can be that. True, and even in this Kule, so there is a special reason. But it's not, it doesn't constitute, in a limited sense, a
Kalachena that you can formulate is the original Kalachena. So as to the original Kalachena, the guy was not being listened. I mean, apparently I'm in taste this explanation. Or I can imagine, meaning he's the original. Can I the critical? But if you mention Cain Acher, all of it, Shavim. So why was Jesus bothered? Jesus was bothered. How do I know that this version is more homeless than Avedic? How do we know? Maybe this version is not more homeless than Avedic. But the reason is why the image of this version is Dech Avedic because if this came into Rob's Avedic, so there are so many other Kehanis. So it's just so Kehanis there. But they're not an army. And Mrs. Bezni is not more homeless than the Mitzvah Avedic. But they just say, no. This is a question from me, that it's a kind of almost, is why there is no other cane available. Let's say there is no other cane available. Only this cane, no other cane, even such a cane. It is the cane that has to be a repair, and they have to be executed, so he has to be forced to interrupt the Abede and to fulfill the mitzvah of Mrs. Best. But you should not have all Abede Shalim. You say, if you know some love, you should have the Abede, Elo, you should have the Abede, כדאמרים עומקים, כן שאוהד נפש ואיפה את קאפו, שנאמר על ידי חן במנועי ובכל שנה לידה, וזמור נפש, ריצח קיל ביומן בין, וריצח קיל ביומן בין, so, if it can kill the human being, so then it's possible to be made this couple. What made this couple? I mean, there was a Shaila in connection, that was the Shaila arose during the First World War, not during the Second World War. So, because in the Second World War, so those who fought on the side of the Allies did not commit an Isar Tiche. But in the First World War, so on both sides, the Isar Tiche was committed. So some Jews fought on the side, you know, of the Axis, and some Jews fought on the side of the Allies, and on both sides, there were Kehanis who committed Isar Tiche. So the Shaila was, after the end of the First World War, the Kehanis knew whether they could be made this cafe. No Shaila, I mean, it's discussed by many clearly. So there is a halacha that one was healed in the nefesh is when Yisra is coming. Is when Yisra is coming. So Memele, if he's possible to escape, so he's certainly possible, Rabbeinu, the Yishrei. So Memele, how do we know that, how can we infer from that Abede, that is a person so humble that can take Avede. Maybe the reason is why you can take away the Ritzeach from the Avede, because if he is not, if the Avede is not, if he continues to the Avede, the Avede will be possible anyway. We won't lose anything, because he's a Ritzeach. We are going to meet out meet against him, so he's a Ritzeach. That's my Ritzeach. Enoch Name, the same Aloche applies to all of the other Ritzeach, not that Ritzeach. For Avede, other Avede too, but the Potsik deals with Ritzeach. So the main ones, we have a policy, so it applies to Adam Chiyodetim too. But maybe this policy is limited only to Ritzeach, and the reason why we have to interrupt Davide is because Davide is possible, and they don't name vis-a-vis Adam Chiyodetim, where Davide is not possible, so in the name, so Davide shouldn't be interrupted. The Yesh Lema, the Alkohol Chokhoz, they Michal Davide, they need the chiv, lo im al need the chiv. The lo yisro et kapo chumre baalmel. Chumre baalmel. They, that's the lo yisro et kapo. Lefi shehora tziyodim. They kateig amat et amega. Uch disiv bau chol for Yitzchem kapo. So in other words, the first parent in Texas says in so many words that when a Ritzeach does the Aveide, so the Aveide is not Nechura. Then they give another Tarek, apparently the second version they said, assumes that it's not only Osea for Ritzeach to the Neitzeh Kapo, but it's possible, the Aveide is possible. But, the second Tarek says, it only applies to the Aveide of Ritzeach Kapai, it doesn't apply to other Aveide, But, if it applies, so why doesn't it apply to other Aveide? Because, ufor Yitzchem et kapeichem, et some inai, we can. Yideichem domim aleo. So in other words, so since the Novi says for Yitzchenes Kapechet, Alin Inanichen, Nidechen Domim Areyu, so the Novi has reference only to one Aveide. Aveide of the Yitzchabai, not the Aveide of Kabbalah. So in other words, so the Aveide in respect to Yitzchabai, the Aveide of the Yitzchabai is more homo than the Aveide of Kabbalah. So it doesn't apply, but as far now, but if he's Muhammad from the second Russian basis, let's say he came and killed the human being, who killed the human being, he would be Nate Sapo. So he did the exaggerated beast, but it's not only the exaggerated beast. It's not only. The whole Avedi is what was Nate Sapaida. Sapaida is also an Avedi. It's not the kind of an Avedi that requires Migdosh and that requires Bikurune, but it's an Avedi. You see, Sapaida is an Avedi. So according to second Russian basis, if, let's say, a Kayan who killed a human being with an Isis Kapo, so it's not only that he acted against the demon. There is no Kima Mitzvah, it's possible. The Isis Kapayim, and of course, the Broche, Ashishon Yisaito, one of the Broche family, the Broche Be'avo, is the Broche Latole, it's possible that way. But it doesn't apply to other way. So other way is, it's a muta for the Seach to other way. It's a muta. But the first Washington case that says, on the contrary, that the same halacha that applies to the Nisir's Kapayim applies to all Aveide. But it's only a Nisir. It's only a Nisir. The Aveide is not Mechura. The Aveide is not Mechura. The Aveide is not Mechura. So, in other words, so according to the first lotion, it applies to all Aveide. It's not after the sky. But the Aveide is not Mechura, and the Nisir's Kapayim itself is not Mechura. But it's also, let's say, if it's Seach wasn't Nisir's Kapayim, because the first lotion, and he made a bracha and he said, the one who was on the front of the Havo, it's not the bracha of the Havo. But he did something that is not fair. But the bracha of the Havo is hidden, because the Havo is not possible. And the same thing applies to all the Havo. If the Ritzayach will do the Havo of the Roche and the Ritzayach and so on, Aksore, so he'll do an Isa. But the Havo is fail. The Havo is fail. According to the second Russian case there, so the Havo is possible. But it's limited. So the main about it's limited to the Seach Kapayim, but in regard to the Seach Kapayim, it's possible, and it's known as the Seach Kapayim, the Baruch HaMatola is everything. The Baruch HaMatola is everything. And let's say, if the Seach, the Kayan, is the only Kayan, and the Shliach Tzibo, so is Mafsik, well, do we allege that if there is only one Kayan, so then the Shliach Tzibo is not Mafsik, all right. The Shliach Tzibo is not Mafsik, but suppose he is Mafsik. So then it would be a Hefsek in the Shneesre of the Shliach Tzibo. It would be a Hefsek because the Nisir's Kapayim is no Nisir's Kapayim, according to the second Lashon. It's not Aveide, it's the Chulel that Aveide. So there are two Mishenes. So according to the first Lashon says there, it applies to all Aveide. So the Aveide is not the Chulel, it's only a Nisir, according to the second. So the Aveide is the Chulel, but it's limited only to the Nisir's Kapayim. All right. So why does the Torah have to mention with the Baru? Because if the Torah hadn't mentioned with the Baru, I would use the Kalvachemia that Mr. says we should be Deichet. Shabbat. Kalvachemia from Avey. Vim Teimer, Amai Yisrael, so I can't hold in a moment, Mizdechi, Chenolom, Mizdechi, Hamiyuchad Li, ומילא דרכיך דרכי אפילו קום סיבו. Why do you have to say, מסכי? So from that we deduce that Mrs. Bestin is דרכי even the Aveide of קום סיבו. Not only the Aveide of קום יוחי, but even the Aveide of קום סיבו. Why? Because the Torah says מסכי. קום יוחד. Basically, we need to wait about, ואפו כמקום החיים, אלא שמה מדרכיך דרכי אפילו קום סיבו, זה לא חשב. כי קום יוחי, אם כן רק קום החיים, so even if the Torah hadn't mentioned Mimiz Bechi, if the Torah just said Mimiz Bach, it's not Mimiz Bechi. So I could also understand that the Pshat is even Kom Tzibur. Because if it is better Mimiz Bechi only Kom Yochi, it's not Bechi Kom Tzibur. So then there would be no need for the Torah to say with Zivaru. The only reason as to why the Torah had to mention with Zivaru is because if the Torah hadn't mentioned, I would use the Kalvachemia. But I could use the Kalvachemia only if Mrs. Bez Mizdech Aveide, Aveide of Kom Tzibur, Aveda kommt Zibo, that is Eche Shabbat. But Aveda kommt Joch is Eche Shabbat. So the Meile is his best is only Eche. The Aveda kommt Joch is, so then there couldn't be Kalachema, so it went out, which is how I would know that his best is not Eche. So from that itself, we could do. Yes, Lema, he loved the Chiv Mizbechi, where I'm not going to call him Zibo. Today, Lidrish, which is how I push in Kalachema. אלא אבן מכנינן, קרוב יוחד, ולסיבלו אבן עשינו הכל ראשים דרוש אחריקה, אם כן, פונטר, אם כן, אתה למדה, אם כן חסי, יחוד אבן סיבלו, אבן מכנינן קרוב יקום יוחד מכל החימה, וכל החימה זה הבעיה, דומה זה גרדן המורלס, עד שדומה, אין רציחה, זה איך השבת, אין רציחה זה חבים, כל החימה, מה שבשם זה עבדה, אין רציחה זה איך היו. זאת איסס, זאת איס, זה דור, הדנת מנשת מזבחי, So I wouldn't know. The Torah said, "Min misbachtik chani, min misbachtik chani, min misbachtik chani lomus." Not min misbachtik, min misbachtik chani lomus. So then I was limited only. I was limited only to kom yoch. But so Mrs. then I would say that Mrs. Vest is deche kom yoch. But it's not deche kom tivo because kom tivo is so chomo. It's deche shabbat. So the name of Mrs. Vest couldn't be deche. Oh, so then the question of why. So why does the Torah have to mention it about? In other words, if I would assume that Mimis Bachti Bachan Romus has reference only to Kom Yoch, but Kom Tzibo, nah, so then there is no Kom Achimea, so then even without my Tzibar, I would know that Mrs. Benson is not Eche Shabbat. So why does the Torah have to say my Tzibar? So the answer is, then I would apply the Tzibar to Drosh Achide. Which Drosh Achide? Tzibar doesn't say, but it could be the Drosh Achide, it could be the same Drosh that the Gemara had in the Havamine. What did the Gemara assume in the Havamine? That the reason as to why the Torah has to mention Lishivaru, because if the Torah hadn't mentioned Lishivaru, then I would say, Malichum Rerabe, Malichum Rezute. So then the Gemara refutes that. I wouldn't say Malichum Rerabe, Malichum Rezute. So this is only because the Torah says, Mimizbechi. So in Meila we know that this is best So then there is the Kalvachayma. So in Meila we don't have to say that the Torah mentions Lishivaru because without Lishivaru, so the Torah should be Mechayev Malachum Rabbe Malachum Rezute. Because, why should I say that? I can say that the reason why the Torah has to say Lishivaru, because without Lishivaru, I would use the Kalvachayma. Once it is established that the result of the Zakotel is the Chit, that is invested in the Kalvachayma. But if the Torah didn't say Mimizdechi, so then it would be very reasonable to apply to say that the reason as to why the Torah says Lishivaru, because Mr. Asmore we should say Malichum Rerabe, Malichum Rezute, so Mr. Asmore we should say that Mrs. Bezin is Eche Shabbat. So that's why the Torah tells us, no, it's not Eche. So, Im Kein Hashte, that's the Hemshach, Im Kein Hashte, Yichotab Lishivaru, Hav Mikminen Cho, Bikov Nyochi, Mikal Vachemea, so Mimele, if the Torah didn't say Mimizdechi, so then I would assume that Mrs. Bezin is not Eche Kom Tzibo, it's only Eche Kom Yochi, so then there would be Kal Vachemea, there couldn't be Kal Vachemea that Mrs. Bezin should be Eche Shabbat. So then I would have to say that the reason why the Torah has to mention Lishivaru, because if not for Lishivaru, I should apply the story of Malichum Rerabe, Malichum Rezute. So the Torah tells us, no, that Mrs. Bezin is not Eche Shabbat. It's not Eche Shabbat. Now, so since Mrs. Bezin is not Eche Shabbat, so then we can use the Kalachimah on the opposite way, in accordance with the view of Abaye, because Abaye says in Sanhedrin, Rabbi is chilek aleh, but Abaye says in Sanhedrin, the hashde gamret, ein ritziche deche Shabbat. So he says, ein ritziche deche aveide mikal vachein, so ritziche is not deche aveide mikal vachein, uma shab, she nitche, mifne aveide, is ein ritziche deche iso, so, memele, ritziche is certainly not deche, kom tzibo. Ritziche is not deche kom tzibo. And according to Abaye, when the Torah says, Mimitze Mimchan Olamus, it is to the limit that only to kom yosh. So Abaye says like this, Talim Demet. But we don't pass like Abaye. So, Yehobi is chelik anim. So why is Yehobi chelik anim? Because the truth is, the Torah does say Mimitzechi. But, Masha'im came in, the Torah didn't say Mimitzechi. The then everybody would say like a bias. This is now saying the sense of the kasha. All right, now we're up to the Gemara. So in other words, so the same kasha remains. Why does the Torah have to say or else to advise us? To advise us that the essence of Yidden is not the echadalysis of Achetit, which is of Kores of Achetishon. Even without Orel, I would know that it's not the echadalysis, because the echadalysis should be the echadalysis. We only have it as a cause of five visitors, and that has reference to Lav Greide. The echadalysis should apply to a relationship with Kores, and the Torah has to tell us that the essence of Yidden is not the echadalysis of Achetishon, which is of Kores Achetishon. That's the case. So now the Gemara is trying to say, Elit, Olel is required. Because, as for Olel, I would say that Achishisho is Mishyaben, why on the basis of what Yalfu said. Sounds like a community like Teve, Teve, Haya, Ishisach, no more show you Bichlau. Because Ishisach is one of the highest. So it's the Hoya Bichlau. The Yosem in Akla, Lilami. So in other words, and Ishisach, and then the Aloha Ligabi Yisrael Vishetach that Bimokin Yivn, so you can be either on Yisrael Vishetach. Every Yivn involves in Yisrael Vishetach. So the Torah tells us that we can be either Bimokin Yivn. And Vishetach is a prat, it's a member of the general category of Arayim. And the Yotam Nachla Lelamei, so Lul Lelamei Do Atzma Yotam, Lelamei Do Atzma Kuli Yotam. So now the same Aloha that the Torah was Matya, the Arayim, the Elvo, Vishetach, Bimokin Yivn. So, in other words, that he's Tomei, he's Kochi, he's Chayef Kore. So there is a general principle mentioned in the passage. Why does the Torah have to spell out in its face to one member of the general category, the general class? So, Vilomo Yosu, why does it have to spell out after the general principle is already mentioned? Rehati Shalei, Vilimala, Ma Shlomi Miyachod, Kochi Mizbeach, Ho Kochi Mizbeach, Yosu Kochi Vedet Abai, that only one is only Kochibarik. Mizbeach, Kochi, Mizbeach, so it's Chayef Kore. But if someone is Hitumatagus, Kochibarik Abayi, so it's not Chayef Kore. Yotzi Kochibarik Abayi, Ochaname, Hoi Ishisach, Bichol Kora Reis, Lomo Yotzo, Yotzi Sola, Kishol Olim Aloch, Mai Ishisach, Shaya, Arayes, Tame Shaya. So in Mele, it's always the mention of El. Because not for Olel, we would apply the Alfuse of Domashoy Bechlau, Yotam Nachlau, Lui Lamed Lachmi Yotso, Lamed Lachlau Kuyo. The Gemara says, Mi Dome, Hosom Klau Bisea, Ufrat Bisea, Hoche Klau Bisea, Ufrat Bihetea, the Tis Yalfuse of Domashoy Bechlau, the Yotam Nachlau, is the Lui Lamed Lachmi Yotso, Lamed Lachlau Kuyo, so is only Shaya in a case where the Klau is expressive of an Isea, and then one member of the general class, of the general category, is also is expressive of the same Isa. So it is superfluous. So then we say, why did the Torah have to mention the same thing in regard to a specific member of the general class? Obviously, to define and limit the scope of that class. Only something that is analogous to that member. So, not something that is not analogous, for example, here. So, the general principle is mentioned in the general process, that Kochim Bechlau, so if one eats Kochim, because I will be high for it, and then one member of that general category, Shlomi, so is mentioned. So, suppose the general is expressive of an Isa, and the particular is expressive of an Isa. So, in Melee, we say, but here is just the other way. Here, Hoche Klau Bisea Uprat Beheta. The general category of Arayas is mentioned to the Isa. That if one of the Arayas, so it's Chayef Kore. And then, there is one member of the general category, in regard to which the Torah mentions the Heta, the Dimokin Yivn. So that's one member of Arayim. He's a Zah, so he's a Zah. So on the contrary, so here he cannot apply the principle of Ramad al-Fargul Yotzah. So here is another principle, another Yalfut. Och, it's all the Yisaf Adeta, holy donno, donno, shoy, bechlau, the Yotzah leading me dover al-Chodosh. She yati yochel arzir al-Yichlole, yati yodren al-Kotu b'Fenish. So that is the last one of the Yisimu Midish at the end of Reshet there. So, in the order, I mean, the Tanya, donno, shoy, bechlau, yotzah leading me dover al-Chodosh, yati yodren al-Yichlole, yati yodren al-Kotu b'Fenish. Keita, yishochat, et ha-Kevin. Bimokim, bimkeim asher yishat et ha-Chatos et ha-Elo. Bimkeim ha-Kedesh, ki ha-Chatos, ho-Oshomu, ki ha-Chatos ho-Oshomu le-Kei-Ein. Shohim, Talmudim, at ha-Chatos ho-Oshom. Why does the Torah have to mention it? So that's the purpose. Shohim, Talmudim, at ha-Chatos, ho-Oshom, dey, yu, shchita bitofim, ha-Liponema, baby, shohat ha-Kedesh, bimkeim asher yishat et ha-Chatos. So, shchita bitofim is over the mention. Yim, matim, dom, bachelot, yaro, yik, chol, ha-Shomi. Bichlau, so, what's the Oshom is here? So he's an Oshom, like any other Oshom. So it is included in the general category of Ashomim. So there is a halacha of Matzdom in a certain way. So the Bechal Zeis, how do you call Ashomim? The Chol Ashomim, Bechal Zeis, the Oshom is Tav Ezare. So why did the Torah mention it? So the answer is, Mata Mubim Atchatos Oshom. We see she also Oshom is Seire, we did it over HaKodosh. True, Oshom is Seire is an Oshom. But there are certain peculiarities that are inherent in Oshem Tzeres. Certain halachot that are only, that are peculiar to Oshem Tzeres. They do not apply to any other Oshem. Of course, Matidomim, that applies to every Oshem. But the Matidomim, so that's Matidomim and the Mizbeach applies to every Oshem. But by Oshem Tzeres there is a special halachot that the dam has to be sprinkled upon the boy in your day. And the boy in Maglai Haimon, in other words, the thumb, the right thumb of the Mitzere, and also the big toe of the Mitzere. So that's a special aloha. Doesn't apply to any other Roshon. So it's Yoto Mitzidova Chodosh. If it's Yoto Roshon Mitzere, Mitzidova Chodosh, you bein Yad, bein Rege, Rege Haimon. Yochei, lo yehei, tol, matidomim, veimer, with a Mitzere. So in other words, since we see that Oshom, Mitzero, is unique, is peculiar, it has its special being, and you are looking. That does not apply to any other Oshom. So maybe, the old Alochas of Matidomi, that apply to Oshom in general, do not apply to this one. To this one, Talmud Leima, Kikachatos Oshom, Machatos, Tuno Matidomi, Veinem, Ligamim Zveyach, Av Oshom, To Matidomi, Veinem Zveyach. Why? Because there is a special set of Kodosh. Viloyadriko. So I have a meaning in mind, no fact, no fact. So in other words, what is mentioned, so why no fact, no fact. So, Ulmai the Lui no fact, Lui no fact. Hochename, have a meaning, is it our history, history? Sure, I is what? Now let's see the Rashi. And it sounds like, Viloy Koyed, the king of the Holy Spirit, the Baru, משום גילוי קוסם רחמונה, על מלכינו את הלכים, ולאב משום דעות העתק. ולבוד בכל איש זיכורת, ולא לא, ולאתה עוד תאמין, שהויה בכלל, בכל השאלה שלו עתיד את העיר, זה פסוק כלל, so, בכל הערה יש קורת, להיות את הכלל למה, את שימים לא פונים תתיאב, so, בכל כל הקוצים היו, שפה גילו קורת לכלון, כל האישה שהיא מכל דרכם, על הקוצים אשר ירדישו, ולא מול יוסף פוסק השני, יוסף פוסק, to tell us only something that is analogous to Shlomo. יוצא קודשי בלך הבית, שמוכם תסגוך פותה. לומה יוצא שיבוא מיוב, ולא מי דומה. הוצא מכל ביסה, איתו למיסה לומה יוצא. הוכה פרד בעת על כל ביסה. ולאו, להר דרושת דומה, דומה דומה החודש יוצא לי. אלא להר דרושת דומה שבכלל יש דומה החודש. אז יוך להזיר לך, מוצא שאיש לך לולי. ולוי להשווי תקלו ללוי. עד שיעזכנו לך הקודם. כאילו כך. ולאו עולה עונה מלוי אוסלון. שור הרוי יצוי. ושוכר תקלת בשם ציוצי. כי חסס האושם. כי דין החסס קל דין האושם זה. שתלווים את חסס האושם זה. אם משחקי בצופם. אבל קונה מה דוישור תקלת מוקים אשר יש את חסס. אם מתנדון לך לא עושה. אני יכולה שומע לכל תסתיר את האושם סרי תארי. ושיות האושם יצאיר ומכל שורה שומע. ויסתי דו החולי שמי משרה שומע. בין יד ובין רגע. ואו יוגיות מכלול. היי קוצי. יוכל יתו ומתנדון. ואימר לדבי מתנדיה. So, Talmudai, alright. Now, so in other words, so the Gemara refutes that too. So in other words, on the contrary. So if the Torah didn't say Olero, it's on the basis of Kol Dovo, Shehoyo Bechlau, Yotzem Yachlau, Lidmi Dovo Chodosh, like Ishisach. Ishisach was included in the general category. אין יציאות אמיתי דבר חדוש, ובמו כניבים מצטה, מצטה גמור, כי ממיצה. So, יעתי ירשוי, יעתי יחלורי, יעתי עבר אלה, כזו זהירוס, so you cannot equate the whole category with this particular member. עתי על זה כנף את הכל זהירוס, so maybe I should say, without the question of the kosuk, the Torah is that is mutter, אך איתי שונת, so why does the Torah have to tell us that אך איתי שונת, even without the special of the kosuk, well, I would know. That it's only shetach is mutter ach iti shonach. So why does the Torah have to tell us, Olel, Elo, Sao kedai techamine, teise vamezino mei shetach. Mai shetach miyavmo, ach iti shetis yav. But it's not before the Gemara tried to say, by the fly, yav puse, of kol dobo shoy bachval. Now the Gemara is trying to apply, yav puse, o vamezino, vabinyana. מה יש את האח מיאבמו, אף חיש איש עוד איתיאב. מקוד עובד בינה, זאת אומרת, מי עוד מי דומה? הוסום חד איסורן, הוחת רי איסורן. How can you learn out a being an אב from איש את האח? ואיש את האח, so איש את האב הוא מוכלי. So we are faced only with one איסה. איש את האח, לא עד אגב. So here you know, you have to go so. That the Mokinibu, where the deceased brother was not survived by any children, so then, it's Muta. Mashein came, where the Yivome happens to be an Achitisho. So she's affected with two Yisur. First of all, Achitisho, and then, she's also Shetach, every Yivome. He's also Shetach. So how can we learn how just the Torah was Matia? The Mokinibu, the single Yisur of Shetach, that the Torah should be Matia, the Mokinibu, the two Yisur in Shetach. Because never you come there is a end of edition. Mal so, we don't have some hard sort of sort. But it says, Mauri came, who will be Easter, because there is a lot of will be Easter. So in other words, so since the Torah was matter, we should learn out in Amunatim from Ishtar, just the Torah was matter, we must be in Ishtar. So the Torah was also matter. Was also not here, Eishesach and Achitisho, because after all, Eishesach was already Muta. We don't have to resort to a new Yalfuse, that's an explicit parashe. So, the main round, the basis of Toyo Vishtere Ishtere, so it should be Muta, the Yisra of Achitisho should also be Muta. Umi no Teimre Damrin on Toyo Vishtere Ishtere. Where do we see that there is such a concept of Toyo Vishtere Ishtere? In other words, what's the concept of Toyo Vishtere Ishtere? In other words, we should not confuse it with another kind of Ruv Ishtar Ishtar. You see, you'll find Ruv Ishtar Ishtar, let's say, Gemara in Kush. So Rav says that Yatasteya, that the Torah was only matter of the conversation with Yisrara, with Yimotei Elkenei Yisrara. So Rav says that even, so maybe we should say, it's only Mutam B'yom Sheim, and Shmuel says, God B'yom Shmuel not. So Rav says, אין לך נאמה ניצד לו דיבותי אולו כנגד יצרה רע so it should only be with אבי אל שמע but אבי אל שמיע but הוא יביא ישתריש so there רב applies the concept of הוא יביא ישתריש but this is not to be equated to this הוא יביא ישתריש we'll see, a number of cases could be answered you see, by the very outset alerting ourselves to the distinction between one kind of ישתריש and another kind of ישתריש You see, there the Ishtar Ishtar, the Traf says, that if Asteya is Mutar, it will be a Shnio. So there, so of course, that in of the Ishtar Ishtar only applies to Hutro, not to Truyo. And that in of the Ishtar Ishtar implies that even a second Maise of the same Misa. In other words, be a Shnio, the second Maise of the same Misa, we say Hutro Ishtar Ishtar. So there is the second Maise altogether. And the same Isa. So by Hutro, Rav says, we can apply by Hutro. Mashenki by Tchuyo, certainly not. By Tchuyo, we don't say that another, a second Maise should be Muter, because a second Maise of the same Isa should be Muter, because the whole Ishtar Ishtar. You have to finish the Gemara. The Gemara says, Midraise, Tomchai, Mamzeres, all Chayov Elav, Mishnis Yabemet. But the Chachomim or Bezea, Bino Rishen or Bino Shnio, if we can apply the concept of Oyo Vishtere Ishtere, we got it for you too. So Bino Shnio should be Mutaba Mamzeres also. So we see that wherever, you see, so then we cannot apply the concept of Richter-Richterrecht. Which concept of Richter-Richterrecht? Of being Mati, a second Meister of the same Meister. Second Meister at another time, the same Meister. But only in Hutro. So sometimes the apply doesn't mean that every time. But in Hutro, sometimes we apply the concept of Richter-Richterrecht in regard to a second Meister of the same Meister. Mashiachin here. Here. So, let's say, Gemara wanted to say that if not for Allah, I would say that the Achisisa should be Muta, because who is the Ishtar? So here it's not the second Maite, it's the same beer in the Yivome. But another Ishtar. Another Ishtar. Because who is the Ishtar, the Shazar? So the same Maite of Yivome Yomi Allah should be Muta in regard to the other Ishtar that with which we are facing. The Ishtar of Achisisa. So according to Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchok, applies to Tchuyot too. As a matter of fact, and Rav says that it applies more readily to Tchuyot than to Rav says. Abaye says, in regard to this or to apply the concept of Hul Vishter Ishtere to Utro, but to Tchuyo yet. Masha'in came the Hul Vishter Ishtere that Rav applies to Yifasneya. So then certainly, I mean, everybody will agree that it's inconceivable in regard to Tchuyo. The best Rai is of Tchuyo Bi'Rishino to Bi'Rishnio. So Bi'Rishnio is Asur on the Rai. Why don't we say Hul Vishter Ishtere? So the Rai went in Yisach Estomit, Nisperus, and Yisach Estomit, so he points out that the aloche of Hul Vishter Ishtere, in the same way, in other words, the Ravid has reference to a Hul Vishter Ishtere of his second Maise, the same Misa. So he says that applies only to Hutro, not to Tchuyo. But this Hul Vishter Ishtere is a different kind of Hul Vishter Ishtere. Here it means another Ishtere, in the same Maise. Alright, so now the same Hul Vishter Ishtere. So since the Ishtere Shesach was Mutea, so in the same Maise, of Yivom Yovi Olel, so the other itself, Achitisha should also be Muta. So that's why the Torah had to say, Olel, that the other itself is not Muta. And we know that we're going to have Ishtar Ishtar, Vitanya, Vitanya Rosh Achal Shulim Shalom, Ve'arava Pesach, Yiroker, Yibon Midein. Now, so we talk about Omur Chachomim, Aval Pi, Shein Tvuyim, Achem Nichnas, because if he will not enter the Harabai, and he will not stretch out his hands, I mean, for the Hazoya Saddam, for the Masmid Domim and the Behemoth, and his thumb. So then he'll not be allowed to his conscience, because there's a loch in his head. He's in the Chusa Kippurim, until he does that, so he's not allowed to his conscience. Now he's there a face there, so if he will not realize the Masmid Domim and the Behemoth, and his thumb and his tongue, so the male, he will not be allowed to eat of the Kohen Pesach. Now, if he will not be allowed to eat of the Kohen Pesach, so the Kohen Pesach cannot be called for him. He doesn't have to be makriv the Kohen Pesach. I mean, he isn't makriv. A Kohen is makriv the Kohen Pesach. But the Kohen cannot be makriv the Kohen Pesach for him, unless it is Rol Achille. But, and if he will not realize the Matzodomi is Mandreini, so he will not be Rol Achille. Not be Rol Achille, he cannot be makriv. So he'll be Mevatel, and that's it. So what should we do? We say, Rosh Chal Shmi Shalei Be'Arav HaPesach. We all carry Boi B'Yei, V'Toma. But he's about carry. So he was stable, but if B'Yei is not allowed to enter. So Omer HaChomim, Aval Tishein B'Yei Ma'achem Nichmas, Ze Nichmas. Mutev She Yovei Eze She Yesh Bikore, Sheluach Machmet, V'Yitzchese She Bikore. So it seems that there is a machleket in Rashi and Tishin. Rashi seems from Rashi, not it seems, Rashi spells it out, that Rashi holds that when the Twice says, Mutter she yovi esse she yitko yitche esse she yitkore, what esse, di shaluach machnet. So the esse she yitkore is that a kores kom pesach. Esse she yitkore, di shaluach machnet. So it's mash me, the reise manish, not the rabbon. Not the rabbon. So it's the reise manish. But then Rabbi Yechanan says, what here after esse let's play? So Rabbi Yechanan does not agree with the price. How could Rabbi Yechanan be chayrik on the price? Rastanu polish the system. Vorrat hat Jechenen, die gibt es morgen durch den See, Tanne und Polixer, zum Beispiel weg, der Ries, der Sefer an Christus, I think, Menschen, die Schitte, wird nicht nur mit Rast Tanne und Polix, but Rabbi Yechen is also Tanne und Polix, all the Talmidim of Rabbi Nakodesh, so we say, Tanne und Polix. But we don't have to resort to it, because Tesis himself mentions, Tesis doesn't agree with it, but Tesis mentions that one could say that the Mishnah and Kehilim, the Mishnah and Kehilim, is not in accord with this price, with this price. So the Mele, I mean, the Mishnah Kehilim is not in accord with this price. That from the Mishnah Kehilim it appears that there is no price. But from the Mele, so Rashi could say that Rabbi is not a Rabbi Yechon is afraid of that price, but Rabbi Yechon and just is Machria like the Mishnah Kehilim, not like a price, whatever the Pshat. So according to Rashi, so Mutev Shiyobi has a Shiyesh because, Yisrael has a Shiyesh because. We are Rabbi Yechon and Vatir, 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 there is not even a price. The answer should have been the price. Shannon of Yamadi showed the Talmud of the Hotel Hadosho, my Hotel Hadosho, Oma Rebbe Shachichi would worry. So then the person of Yishofat would be sacking that Fulyein Loy Konis Lamachin Levi, that his son was about Kerry, and he was David. So, but he has to wait till Arab Shemesh. So, neither I say he was allowed to enter. Neither I say he was allowed to enter. So, why? But then the person was misaking that he's not allowed. Not allowed. Now let's see the whole Rashi after this point. Three surah. Isha Savach is Isha. Who is Isha? Isha is Isha. 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 Shmini shal Yeshu. Yehima was Kabbalist. And some of the people who are in the Bible. And some of the people who are in the Bible. And some of the people who are in the Bible. And some of the people who are in the Bible. And some of the people who are in the Bible. כי במפורש ולדבורים שלא ראי כך מי שזה פסייסס הנה ושאר למיקנה ונזקת שבטוי שזה זאת כי דאמרים הם בכית הצילים והרי הם כהר הבית ויוכל פה באמת לכל את נשאר אבל בלקרי משתל החוץ של מחנס כי זאת כי במפורש ולדבורים זו בכל זאת ורבי בלקרי זאת איזה זקה שאיז but here even לגבי the תבולים of the בלקרי so it's not אותם את רייסס רבי יכנסה so the answer is that Raja holds that רבי יכנן does not agree with the price. Rabbi Yechanan agrees with the Mishnah Kehilim, but according to the Braise, the Nisad Raise, the essay of Shaluach Machnet. Vitova Likari, Ava Pili Tvulyim, Acha Likari, Eini Nechazar Abai, Lichol Tvulyim, Arei Ubitume, Adai Nitzchum, Ule Kotchim, Ule Migdosh, Ule Migdosh. So, in other words, so he is Otsa Mishraise, Nisad Nisad Raise, of Shaluach Machnet, or Nisad Rabbonon, whatever it is, Ze Yomi Lahar Abai, Yach Nisad of Rubeini, ויתאי הלכו פיסחו לארץ שיוב יש לי פסח שאיזה קורס אם הוא יחד שאולו בבני so he's not all לכו לקום פסח and it's not in the אחילה so then he cannot be maxed ויתאי הלכו פיסחו לארץ ויתחסד וישאו חמר אחת שאולו קורס שאולו נשקורס או אולו יש עזור